Welcome to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
And the door to your marriage is open. I just prophesied. You are expecting something loud. God has done it already. Today is that day. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord of heaven and earth. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Are you happy? Shout hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please take your seats for a few minutes. We'll start a conversation now, and we'll take it further into the second service. Now, let me tell you something about God's servant that was here this morning. You are worthy, oh God. The name above all other names. There was a time I was praying and I was asking the Lord. I said, I want to know the power that is in your name. And I was praying. I went for a vigil somewhere. There's a church we use, the Glory Tabernacle. But when it was time to pray, you know, most times when I go for meetings, I like to have my own prayer point. Like I was sharing with us, for those of us that were around yesterday, I said, during our month of, the July month of fasting, prayer and fasting, I said, the prayers I give to you are not the prayers me I'm praying. Somebody said, ha. Say yes. For me to consistently be a blessing to you, God must do something in my heart that allows me to expand, to reach people that I don't know, to give me favor before King. There are things that must happen to me, so which means that if there are 200 people inside this building, God must anoint me to be able to minister to 200 people and not pass out. That means I must have the heart of a machine. So I remember in this meeting I was praying and I was asking the Lord. Because I had read some books and the pastors kept talking, the pastor who wrote the book kept saying, the power that is in the name of Jesus. But I'd stayed long enough in church to know that we didn't experience, if what this man is writing is true, we are not experiencing it. We are gathering, but we are not experiencing it. Can you hear me at the back? So I was praying. I was praying. And while I was praying, I entered into a vision. I was not sleeping, I was praying, but I entered into a vision. And I saw the Lord, but it was covered in light. And he was holding a dagger. Something very handy. And he gave it to me. I was wondering, because I couldn't even feel I couldn't see the face of this being, but he gave me that. And the moment I picked up that dagger from him, it became a sword. He said, you have asked for the power of my name. Now I give you the power of my word. Everywhere the word flows, my name will walk. Since that day, I have never doubted that if I prayed for somebody, God will not do something. That uncertainty left immediately. But I never talked about what I experienced that day in that meeting, because everybody in that prayer meeting, I'm not sure we're up to 10. And the church could sit 1,005. So the size of the church already tells you that you are not important if you attend. You understand? It was a youth fellowship, youth vigil. The number of youths that came already told us that night that we are not making impact. But God came. And when he came, he didn't announce it. But he visited everybody individually. This morning, you will have an encounter. This morning, you will have an encounter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, the way revelation works is that you have to prime your spirit. Huh? And that's why the Lord told us we should pray in the Holy Ghost. Building up our faith, because faith is a requirement for revelation. Are you hearing me? Faith is a requirement for what? But you see, there's a level that faith will get to. It will start producing on a high level. Somebody did not hear me. Did you hear what I just said? Faith is a requirement for revelation. It's a building up your faith, which means we may have the same Jesus in our heart, but we may not have the same faith. And it is faith that delivers the power of God. That's why some people will have faith for holiness, but they can't prosper. You can have faith for righteousness, but not faith for royalty. You may not believe that you can come from a humble background and God will raise you as a prince in the land. You don't have a physical crown, but wherever you go, kings come and meet you there. And I think God is doing something with us in that area this year. Yeah. God is ordaining new kings and new queens. The world has not seen their type before. Oh, I said the world has not seen your type. The world has not seen your type. The world has not seen your type. When you get to the airport, the ambassador will be waiting. You are not the president of the country, but they will come and wait for you. We heard you are coming. We heard somehow. He said we should come and greet you. It's like he's the only one receiving it. No, God. There's something about today's service. The Lord is talking to me. Now, let me ask a question, Pastor Brian. And it's good to see you, Pastor Brian. Let me ask a question. Why do you think that God, you know, the scripture says it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. And it is the honor of kings to find them and search them out. Why is it that most of the major moves, that the things that God did in your life, he didn't announce it, it just happened? So what if you are not at the right place at the right time? What if the day that call that changed everything, if your phone was spoiled or you left your phone, for those who specialize in charging their phones and walking away, you are always charging in people, you will plug the phone at Oshodi and travel to VI. I'm going somewhere this morning because, you see, we have to change our disposition when it has to do with God. The scripture says that I am he that hides myself. God was talking about himself. He said, I hide myself. In other words, he could be dressed like a Fulani man and be walking on the road till he gets to Lagos because he doesn't want anybody to disturb him. He will walk from Ojata and be trekking. There's a way, even if you see him on the road, you move away. He doesn't want you to talk. So if you are not spiritually alert, you will not know that this is God. You are the one who knows the service. Sunday service starts at 8. What if he comes at 6 and he's waiting for the first person? He's looking for the first person, and Yvonne shows up waiting for the door to be open, and without talking to Yvonne, he touches her head and goes. Yvonne, the service has ended though, that day. Do you understand? This thing about not knowing when or how God will do it is why we need the requirement of faith. Because faith will prompt you like I can sense there's a season that is around. You may not be able to specifically describe it, but you just know that this season, you should arrange yourself properly. That it's like God will tell you, forget about everything you're going through. Be sensitive in the spirit. The requirement for revelation is faith. Faith is a child of the word of God, because faith cometh by the hearing of the word of God, which means even when I claim to read, you pick your Bible in the morning and you read. That is level one. Please tell your neighbor level one. Level two is that your spirit will now hear it. Don't say you have studied the Bible when you read it. When your spirit begins to respond and you are hearing the word of the Lord coming to you personally, that is when you can say you have studied. That is when you can say you are fed this morning. Are you here this morning? You need to know how these things work. What if Mama came late? What if she was planning to come at the second service? Why would God look over everybody and see a young boy sitting at the back? You don't know him. The American, the Nigerian in you is working against your revelation. Because you think if a big man comes here, he will be looking for other big men. Men see men. God sees heart. There's royalty. I can smell royalty in the air. I'm telling you, I can, my nasals, my spiritual nose is activated. I can. It's as though I'm in a garden where princes are gathered. I'm not joking. I can. This is not where I am. I'm in a banquet hall now. And I can see a lot of us here. But we are not coming as we are. We are coming as royalty. Do you know that God can hand over a nation to you? A young man went to Ukraine to study, and God gave him Ukraine. Gave him practically. All the ambassadors are his church members. Even the president attends the church. So who is the president? Well, it's a black man from Nigeria. It's a Yoruba man. But if he speaks clean Ukrainian now, he speaks like... Don't go to where God has sent you. Now say you don't want to learn the language. Say, I'm too old. Don't get to where God is sending you. You now say, I don't want to learn. If the language they speak there is C++ and C# Java, start learning. Didn't people live here for Poland? Are they not learning now? Oh. The scripture says that the God of glory appeared unto Abraham in the land of Mesopotamia. Abraham was already a rich man by the time God met with him. But by the time God revealed, Abraham realized that what he had was no glory. The only thing that will make a rich man leave what he has invested in and follow someone he cannot see is when he sees glory. What kept Abraham on that journey after years of delay was what he had seen. You need an encounter. You need an encounter. Aish. You know, I need to be sensitive because I don't see any barrier this morning. Whether between the adults and the children, I don't see any barrier. Because right now, I can tell you right now. I can see. Do you know the way those who style kings, when they come into the palace and they come with large embroidery to show the king, this is, do you like it? This is it. Huh? Do you have an idea what I'm talking about? So now I am seeing these people walking in with tons of large embroidery. And I perceive this is for those who are in this meeting. So we are going to be changed in a moment. We are going to be, our garments will be changed in a moment. Our garments will be changed in a moment. I wish somebody would pray and say, Lord, I am ready. Lord, I am here and I am ready. Lord, I am here and I am ready. Rahisakata inemelokonakasa. Shahila marato sekede. Zokete kelene makosuta. Korabakatali kasata kapa. Aha, shakata. Rohesekale ne mesota kadaba. Zoheketele ne mesokata. Zahila barate sikala. Lord, I receive it. Lord, I'm ready. Shahizaketele ne mesota. Are you still praying? Korra besekana leta sahida. Zahika kana namaleka sahida yaka. You are going to be changed in a moment. You are going to be changed in a moment. Zehikalana marateke de belesota. Rahika hele konosota. Can you pray and ask that, Lord, you will change my garment this morning? A change of garment is what you need. There is a change of garment that is coming upon you. I sense the power of the Lord in this place. The Lord says you are released from every yoke and every affliction, every strange arrow that is in your soul. Now, in the name of Jesus, you are released to begin to fulfill your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Now, you heard the servant of God when he was preaching. And let me tell you, that story you heard, that's not the only dead that has been raised in that ministry. It's not a one-time thing. God has actually given him the grace. There are several that I've heard. And that simple way he prays, that's the way he prays. It's authority you need. When there was an accusation in the realm of the spirit against the high priest, Zechariah, Satan came and accused the man of God while trying to carry out his spiritual duties. And I hope you know, if Satan can enter into the Holy of All, holiest, while the priest was trying to do what he did, and Satan entered and accused him. So who are you? The high priest is not a small person. The high priest is actually higher than the king in Israel. If the high priest gets up and says, God is no more with the king, that's all. And if you live in that nation in Israel at a time when there was no prophet, which means the high priest will play the role of both prophet and high priest. But there was an accusation against the high priest, and the high priest had no answer. Satan brought an accusation of filthiness, which means if that matter was not settled that day, the whole nation would be hijacked. What Satan uses to legitimize his control over your life is sin. And that's why when you mention the first top seven prophets in Nigeria, they are all false prophets. Now, all the people you see online that they are calling.
Welcome to Harvest Word Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
They are all false prophets. They will ask you to come and join one association of brothers and this, but it's a cult. So you just see me, I'm sitting here like this. I know where the address is. I'm just not interested. What shall it profit a man? At the end of the day, the money that and the fame you are going to get, as you are collecting it, you are going to buy bully on the street. Someone that did not join any cult will collect inside the money. Then you go and buy a house. Part of the money for which you sold your soul, you will give it free to a man selling a house. I will assist her. You didn't join any cult. But me that sold my soul, will I eat the money? I have to spend it. There's royalty here. See, let me tell you. Something is going to happen to you in less than 14 days. Let me tell you what I'm talking about, so when it happens, you will know. Isaac dug a well. And they what? They contended for it. He left it. Went to another location. Dug another well. They contended for it. I'm telling you what God is about to do in 14 days. Because there are spirits that are engineering the warfare in your life. And they are going to expire. Amen. Then he dug another one. They gathered again. They blocked it. God waited for the enemies to finish spending their money. Oh yeah, dig again. They could not contend. If they came after you and you became discouraged, they've defeated you. The real warfare is not the battle, it's the discouragement. Somebody opens up his mouth in the office and challenges you. And so what? And so what? Didn't they challenge Aaron? And God brought a rod, the rod of Aaron, and it budded. Silence everybody. Listen, I'm talking about something that we have. I'm talking about. See, there are some of these enemies, you are not even aware they are there. You are not a threat yet. They fought your father. They fought your mother. The reason why they are watching is because you are not a threat yet. But in 14 days, they will expire. And one of the ways that the Lord will achieve this is that he will elevate you. They will not be able to reach you. When someone asks you, why is it that you're able to get a job anytime you want? It's not about applying. It's about the level. It's about the level. When you're at a level, there are things you only see. When you're at another level, you only see certain things. You are in Nigeria, but your economy is not run by Nigeria. So when I told you, I say there is something happening that I saw people being elevated into royalty. You need to understand what I'm saying here. If the whole country goes hungry and they are crying, does it mean the king will know it? I'm not talking about a level you work for. I'm talking about what God is bringing you into. I said he's bringing you into it. You know, Fumi, you have your visa, I hope you know. You have your visa now. Now. You have your visa now. So it's yours. Congratulations. There are some of you, what God is going to do for you in this meeting, will give you access to some people. The man of God that came here this morning, he's the pastor of Papa Del Chris Delvan. He was the one that joined Pastor Delvan and his wife, married them. Well, he looks young. He's not young, though. That's why I told you he's not young. Whoever can join Chris Delvan is not young. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, Pastor Delvan used to be a member in his church. That's what I'm saying. Sat down the way you are sitting now. That's a grace of grace. Huh? Grace of grace. You will not be small. Amen. The Lord is releasing upon us the spirit of understanding. Amen. Anytime there is a question that is upon your heart, the spirit of understanding will begin to flow. Amen. Come on, say, I receive it. To understand that which is above kings, the wisdom that is above kings, the wisdom that beckons to the kings of the earth to bow to you, that wisdom is being given to you. Now let your heart open and receive it. Let your heart open and receive it. Let your heart open and receive it. Somebody reached out to me. I don't know. He's been following me from one of the countries in West Africa where they speak French. I don't know how he understands what I preach anyway, but he's a pastor in the Christ Embassy. He reached out to me on Telegram.
So I've been following you, you know. I think he also joined prophetic school at some point. Where is this your country again? You are hearing me from there. Say yes. It's like ministry is going to his permanent site. So you are hearing. When we started talking, you even from his accent, you will know that it's not English. God will make other nations hear you. Brapat, the Lord told me. He said he's going to renew your youth. Let me explain exactly what he said. He said the covenant he gave to Caleb, he wants to give it to you. At 80, Caleb was able to take over a mountain that was promised. You need strength for that one. The Lord said he is going to give you the strength to remain relevant. The thing about, why do you think they lay off people at the office after they've been there for many years? They say he's old. What they are saying is that the strength is no more there. When you talk about certain things, he will be going back to 19, you know, in 1970, when we first started, he's talking about old things. So the man is good, he's sincere, but he's old. The Lord said he's giving you strength. Say, I will make you relevant up to your old age. The Lord says he's going to renew your youth and he will slow down your aging process. The Lord said in 1 year, if you tell people your age, they will not believe. They will think you are 44, 45. That's what they will think. The Lord said, I'm going to do something to your body. You will not age like before again. Because listen to me, what I saw the Lord do, man of God, was that he gave you a horn. He gave you a horn. The type that, it's not a small horn. The one that looks like the type they blow at the battlefield that they have to hold. Huh? Very large horn. And he was saying, rule. Rule. He was saying rule, and he was repeating, he said rule, rule, and you lifted the thing up. You know, when you look at that thing, you may not know you can carry it, but you lifted it up and you raised it up, and he said rule. There is something God is going to do in your life. There's something God is going to do in your life. The Lord is showing me. We need to close this service and go into a second service. The Lord is showing me 3 sets of wedding rings. 3 sets, just 3. Listen to me. Don't clap. Listen to me. I saw 3 sets, like 1 set for 1 person, and I saw 3. And the Lord said, this particular one, I'm looking at one of these rings. And on that box was written 7 years due. Like a white box, but there's a ring inside. And the Lord said, this one, there's a particular one I saw, 7 years due. What I'm seeing is that 7 years ago, there was something almost happened. There was a very serious relationship. And somehow, it was hijacked. The relationship did not survive. But this was 7. And if you are that person, if you calculate, you will remember. And after that, you just entered like a dry land and nothing was really happening. But today, God has brought your wedding ring back. The Lord said I should speak. Please, I don't know if that person is here. But if I were you, be sensitive. The Lord said, do not permit that witch to live. You are not hearing me. Listen to me. Anytime there is an hijack, look for witchcraft. So, Sahila Mado Satan. The Lord said this person is almost like saying, well, if God will still do it. Because now this lady is very discouraged. In that area, nothing is really happening. But the Lord told me this lady was supposed to have been married close to 7 years ago. But I saw the Lord brought... I'm mentioning your case because out of the three sets of rings, this one has the longest date to it. 7 years ago, something almost happened. And it would have... please, you may need to change that song. You know, something more prophetic. You know. But I saw the hand of witchcraft in that matter. And the Lord said to me, don't permit that person to live. So as we take your ring back, let there be repercussions. This is a family matter. So we address it today. There was a lady that she will probably be watching this live stream, so she will know. There was a lady that came to visit me in VI. And when let me just paraphrase, but long story short, she came to visit me. I don't take visitors in my office because work is work. But she came, and when she was going, sir, I cannot come and greet my... Then this was like maybe 8 years ago. They brought $100. I don't need your money. I'm a banker. I count dollar for a living. But that one is not my own dollar. It's for this, for customer. She came, said, I cannot come and greet you. And as she was going, she was leaving. I said, I cannot walk you out, but your husband will call you. She was not married. There was nobody. I said, your husband will call you. She went to her office. Same week. Huh? The person she's married to today was already in a relationship with someone in the UK who was a citizen. You didn't hear me? He is not a citizen. But this person is a citizen. And she truly loves him. It's not that she's not playing. That girl truly loves him. They were already talking. If everybody said, this is perfect. Number one, documentation wise, you are okay. And this girl loves you. She loves the Lord. I don't even know the guy. The guy just woke up and said, no, this is wrong. The guy said, this is wrong. Say so, this thing is wrong. People say, no, don't do this. Don't do this. You have a future here. If you don't take this offer, after your master's, you go back to Nigeria. After your program, you have to go back. This is good. Is it not good? It's good. But my own prayer created a problem. Listen. They ganged up against Daniel. They threw him into the den of lions. Daniel slept. The king could not sleep. And those who planned it died. Whoever has sworn that your family will be a victim of witchcraft, they expire today. Most of you do not understand that the allegiance a witch has to her coven is more than the allegiance she has to her family. You don't understand. That's why you don't understand. That's why you are playing. The brother just woke up that morning and said, something's wrong. And the girl's name, this girl was, they met like when they were very young, like young, not even university, young, like someone you just know in the area. You know, like you just wake up, you start thinking of her. Now, where is this lady? She was in the church for years. Oh, hello, hi. Pastor said you should come. That's all. That's the conversation. Or maybe let's pray, a prayer team. That's all. He never looked at her and said, glory to God. He never did it. He just, you are in Nigeria. This one is in the UK. No contact for many years. He just wake up and someone just remembers you. In the days of Facebook, went to Facebook, started typing the name. The name popped up, sent a Facebook messenger. Today they have 2 children. Listen to me. The door of remembrance is open. The door of remembrance is open. That embargo over your marriage is removed completely. The embargo over your health is removed completely. The embargo over your destiny is removed completely. The Lord said to Joshua, no man will be able to look at your face all the days of your life. That means God elevated him to royalty. Do you know in China, in Japan, when they look at elders or their king, they can't look at it, they have to look away. I used to wonder why they always look at it. The man is here, but later I realized the culture. When somebody is honorable, you don't look at his face. So that means the English culture is very problematic, because here you can look at your father's face. You know, you can even call your father's friend by his name. I used to ask my wife, say, this old man in your office. She will call his name. I say, hey. I say, ah. Say, in our office, we call ourselves by. I say, I mean, I cannot work in that kind of office where we cannot say Egbo. You cannot. Because I'm a Nigerian. So if you are there, you will do it. You call him by his first name. I cannot do it. I don't know how to do this kind of. I cannot sell this kind of market. I don't know how to. You call up. Say, it's almost 60. I cannot do it. Please, any other job that I can do, but this one, I cannot. I will laugh about it. If you go and call someone like one day, they will sack you, because they don't. The man doesn't even want you to, like, don't confuse me. Not only will the Lord give you favor, the Lord will cause kings to respect you. Oh. I'm looking at the load of attires that was brought in here, and everything has been exhausted. They've given it out. They've given it out. Last Sunday, Professor Gbenga was here. Today, God's servant was here, unplanned. Professor Gbengatu's own was not planned. It just came in. Look, let me tell you, God is giving us visibility. God's servant is holding a conference in a few weeks. With Evangelist Omolen. He's hosting them, and Dr. John Akpami. Do you know Dr. John Akpami? Who knows Dr. John Akpami here? That's the spiritual father of Apostle Aroma. Just three of them. So you can imagine the kind of conference that will be. So if you don't see me, just enter the bus and go to Kaduna. I'll be there. This year, I'm a friend of old people. I've told you, I don't play with young people. I play with people that are older than me, because you can learn something. Not the one that you be the only one shining. When I was with the man of God last night, he asked me, said, do you know this particular person? I said, I know him. Say, you know him? Say, but you are not like him. I said, what do you mean? He said, that man looks like he's addicted to fame. I said, he looks like that, sir. He said, but how come you are surviving in Lagos? I said, we are here. He said, me, I cannot come and stay here with you people. I said, daddy, stay where you are. We are here. We are Lagosian. Because he doesn't understand how you can be in Lagos and preach a true message. He asked me about the man, the one in a beggar. I said, that's the way we're also hearing it. If you don't know that one, just forget about it. You know the way we stay in Lagos and we hear the news like the whole north is on fire. As if their fire is burning. But when you call someone, they say, I'm at the market. You say, what about this thing? You say, well, forget it. The same way, they also look at us like, these people, they are suffering in Lagos. No Christianity again. I am so grateful to God, because in this service, my status has changed.
Jesus, you're the beautiful one.
We love your name.
We love your name.
We love your name. Jesus, you're the beautiful one. We love your name.
Lift up your voice and worship him.
Say, oh, we
love your name. Hallelujah.
We'll take one prayer and then we'll quickly wrap up for the first service. But the second service will even be bloodier because I came ready. So the scripture says, for my own thou shalt exalt like the horn of a unicorn. For you to rule any mountain, there is a horn God will give to you. Can you ask for your own this morning? The horn to rule in the mountain of the Lord, the mountain that the Lord has designated in your name. Can you please lift up your voice and pray and say, Lord, this morning, can you pray fervently?
You have received the word and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.